Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Happening.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So I usually start with entertainment news, but I'm going to start with this one for Mark. Costco is known for its budget-friendly goods, but it occasionally surprises shoppers with rare finds like a bottle of exclusive 2024 King of Kentucky bourbon spotted by a Reddit user. The ultra-premium bourbon, celebrated for its rich flavors and limited availability, typically retails for $350, but Costco offered it at a significant discount of $260. Reddit commenters marveled at the discovery, noting the bourbon's rarity of only 5,100 bottles, which were produced in 2024, each featuring a wax seal and individually numbered label.
What bourbon was it?
King of Kentucky.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
I thought you might
be
know
honest
that
with you.
That's how rare it is.
I guess it's that
only
rare.
5,000 bottles.
If they only make 5,000 bottles.
You must not be a big bourbon fan, Mark.
I must not. I don't know. I honestly have never heard of that bourbon. That's weird to me that I have that in all of my bourbon excursions, I never would have come across that one.
Well, there you go. Look very out strange. For it if you can find it.
Yeah, got to go to Costco now. Jeez.
All right, back to real entertainment, I guess. Drake has filed a lawsuit against Kendrick Lamar's music distributor, Universal Music Group, accusing them of defamation, harassment, and deceptive practices. He claims UMG released Lamar's diss track, Not Like Us, to harm his reputation, alleging the song includes false and damaging claims about Drake, such as accusations of sex trafficking and other criminal behavior.
Isn't it also, didn't I hear this morning, they both have the same publisher.
It's the same
record. He sued his record label because they released the other guy's record.
Is he friends with Diddy? Because the trafficking might not be too far-fetched.
I would not be surprised that their paths had crossed, but I don't know that for sure. I mean, musically, I don't know other than that. Don't sue me. I have no idea, but that's weird.
I was talking to Kevin over at Y98 about this. I'm like, isn't this the point of a diss track? Is to make you look bad.
Yeah.
So if he sues and wins, can Kendrick turn around and sue Drake?
Yeah, because Drake
it's
put out
same thing.
Retaliation songs.
Oh, okay. Like, interesting.
But Kendrick Lamar's songs were better.
Yeah. It got more downloads. It looks like MSNBC's president, Rashida Jones, announced she will step down after nearly 4 years of leading the network, becoming the first black woman to run a major television news outlet. Jones, who made history with her appointment in December of 2020, will remain in an advisory role until March. It looks like Rebecca Cutler, MSNBC's senior vice president of content strategy, has been named interim president.
So don't expect any changes at NBC News.
Probably.
They're trading out that woman for somebody from MSDNC to run the news division. You got to be kidding.
Is it because the ratings are tanking?
Well, across the board, for goodness sake.
I heard Rachel Maddow is going to be back doing 5 days a week for the first 100 days of the Trump presidency.
Okay.
Because normally she was just doing Mondays.
She on Valium? She'll have to be on Valium to report on all the success for the first 100 days.
It screws Alex Wagner, who was doing Tuesday through Friday.
Oh.
So they're putting her on special assignment.
I'll bet they are. That's funny.
Brad Pitt fans are being cautioned about scammers after a French woman lost $850,000 in her marriage to fraudsters impersonating the actor. The 53-year-old interior designer was targeted via Instagram, first by someone claiming to be Pitt's mother and later by a fake account claiming to be Pitt himself. The scammers convinced Anne, that's her name, that Pitt needed financial help for kidney treatment due to frozen bank accounts from his divorce.
Okay, I'm sorry, but...
Here we go.
You should know that Brad Pitt, first of all, has plenty of money. He probably doesn't need your help. And second of all, why would Brad Pitt reach out to a random woman in France
who he doesn't even know?
I have not seen her.
Because she probably gave away all her savings or something. I don't know. I mean, that's not a good reason to divorce your spouse. I guess that's it.
Yeah, she divorced her husband because she thought it was real.
Oh, she divorced him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I read it too because I thought it was crazy, and there was something about you know what, Kim? His money was locked up.
Oh, that because you're right. That's legitimate then.
From Angelina Jolie. Mm. So he couldn't access it and he needed hers. The whole thing is just nuts.
Wait a minute.
Sue, you've read the story as well. Like how old was this woman?
53.
She was 53.
Yep.
Is she stunningly beautiful?
No one knows. They don't put a picture.
Oh, I thought maybe
Sue. And I'm not sure that's even. That's a good question.
I don't know. I just think that you would have to assume that if Brad Pitt is pursuing you, that there would have to be romantically. You'd have to think you're in the same league. I mean, I would.
Okay, but he wouldn't just stumble across your page.
Correct.
Like, you would have to have already been communicating with him.
You're blaming.
Okay,
the
there
victim.
Are so many.
Oh,
yeah.
You.
Yeah,
I am victim blaming.
I guess I am victim blaming
because you can't fix stupid.
The scammer. Trust me, scammers have almost gotten me. They are so creative these days. I get why people fall for it, but some of these things, I'm like, come on, guys.
Right.
You should know,
Ethan. How did they get introduced? I don't remember that part.
I'm not sure if it was on there the one I read.
Okay.
It was saying that they were being sent. She saw him on Instagram, and it was using AI generated images of Pitt in a hospital bed.
Oh, that's what it was.
So
yeah,
they're sending pictures.
Oh my goodness! Oh,
selfie
boy.
Of me with my IV. I need money, please.
Ugh.
Don't believe anything you hear.
Just don't be dumb.
Or
just don't be dumb.
So Angelina really isn't contacting me.
Okay. Probably not.
I thought I was good looking. Thanks, Mark.
That's not your vile blood hanging around her neck there.
Gross.
Billy Bob.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Coors Light is rebranding temporarily as Monday's Light to help ease the post-Super Bowl case of the Mondays. It's going to be a nod to the dreaded mood mini feel after the weekend. The limited edition 12-pack with the new name is available nationwide this month, and it's supported by ads calling the day after the Super Bowl the worst Monday of the year. The initiative comes as Molson Coors seeks to reinvigorate interest in Coors Light, following the sales slump in 2024.
Yeah. You may need a silver bullet for more than one reason.
Why can't they make the Super Bowl at like 3 p.m.? Why does it always start? I mean, it's not super late, but I wish it were earlier.
It's over by 9:30.
That's late for me.
Yeah, we used to hate that. Zipper Zepper used to host a big
kids,
Super Bowl party.
You know,
party.
Like people want to have their kids at the Super Bowl party sometimes. And that is late for them
and
to stay up.
For those of us having to get up at 0:30 and go to work the next morning, it always sucked. So
the NFL
I would agree.
Does
I'm
not
all
care
for it.
About
let's start
your sleep
at 3.
Habits.
I know they don't.
They should.
Get more at 971talk.com.